You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Due to Algeria being in close proximity to the Middle East, this story has been widely covered by Al Jazeera, where most of the following audio clips have been retrieved from.
30 weeks of protests in Algeria show no sign of ending. The army-backed government is refusing calls to quit before a new election. It's been more than 5 months since mass protests forced Algeria's long-serving president Abdelaziz Bouteflika to step down. Since then, members of his former government have been resisting calls to quit as well. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in February to denounce Abdelaziz Bouteflika's plans to seek a fifth presidential term. Weeks of mass demonstrations eventually forced him to resign in April, and he was replaced by interim president Abdelkader Bensalah. But protesters say the real power lies with the army chief, Ahmed Gayed Saleh. The protesters then pressured the government to cancel presidential elections in July. But the government and the military have been reluctant to offer further concessions. General Gayed Saleh is pushing for an early vote and wants the interim president to announce a December date.
Earlier this week, five candidates were announced for the presidential election in Algeria, which has been going through months of protests demanding political reform. Elections are set to be held on the 12th of December, 5 months after polls were promised and almost 10 months since former president Abdelaziz Bouteflika was forced to step down, with more calls for the rest of those who supported them to also step down.
Ahmed Gayed Saleh is urging people to support plans for a presidential election as soon as possible. But the protesters want him and the ruling elite to go before any vote.
However, protests have continued for a 37th consecutive week, asking for a complete political reform with the current ruling elite stepped down and opposition leaders are set free before elections take place.
There's only one way, and that is to yield to the Algerian people. This will be peaceful until the end. It is the future of our children, and we will remain peaceful.
With a young generation, the people of Algeria are wanting those in power to represent the nation and to lead it towards a more diversified economy which isn't bound by the shackles of unemployment. The protests first started in February in opposition to Abdelaziz Bouteflika running for a fifth term, having been in power since 1999. Bouteflika is the only president to have been in power for more than one term, as he changed the policy surrounding the presidency so that he could remain in power.
The demonstrators are also asking for an independent commission to supervise the elections. As for the time being, the Reuters told us a few days ago that Bedoui's days in office were numbered. And the second thing is the Minister of Justice, Mr. Zarmati, has promised Algerians that an independent commission to supervise the elections will be established shortly, and it will be completely independent.
Today we have a chief of staff who is totally obsessed of this idea of going to a quick election, no matter how it would be done. And at the other side, we have anger growing every Friday because every day that passes, there's mistakes. Without this leadership, the regime and the government, also the chief of staff, cannot apply any pressure on people, cannot buy people. So there's kind of resilience shown now within the movement.
Since Bouteflika stepped down, Abdelkader Bensalah has stepped in as interim president.
Monsefa, what do Algerians make of their new interim president? What do they make of Abdelkader Bensalah?
Well, as you just said, they don't want him to be the president of interim because he's close to the government, and the Algerian people think that every personality and every person who is close to the former president Abdelaziz Bouteflika is not really welcomed. So since February 22, they are asking about the departure of the whole system. And now that Abdelkader Bensalah appointed interim head of state for a period of 90 days during a meeting when the vacancy of the office of president was officially declared, the Algerian people took to the street rapidly, especially the students who took place since the morning and have grown since the announcement of the appointment of Abdelkader Bensalah as interim president.
However, the military has had a strong presence in the nation since their independence from France in 1962.
The military is the most organized institution in the country. It has always been the real power holder in Algeria. Let's not forget that the Algerian military or the Algerian army was born before before Algeria achieved its independence. So, and the military institution sees itself as the custodian of the nation.
These past 6 months have led to a situation that Algeria has never experienced before, and which is the refusal of the people to play by the regime's rules, and that will be crucial to understand what kind of way out we can consider.
People who are now in the street, they don't want to negotiate with the army, and they don't want even to negotiate something with the army apart from a regime change and also more political openness and more political freedom.
Due to their strong presence, Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Ahmed Gaid Salah is seen as the main player in Algeria's politics, pressing for elections even though the people oppose them.
Gaid Salah wants some elections before the end of the year. This will obviously depend on the Hirak, and the Hirak is refusing it. For the last 30 weeks or so, I think the Hirak has grown stronger. They know it's a very, very important occasion that it should not, it's a very important opportunity that should not be missed. If they miss it, they will go back to how they used to live for the last 30 years. So it's very, very important for the Hirak to make sure that a new system is established. We talk about moving to a new republic or a second republic, whatever you want to call it, but they know that if they miss this opportunity, the hope is lost.
These elections are being held in December as a result of no elections taking place in July, when no suitable candidates could be found to run for the presidency. As well as a lack of candidates, there was a complete opposition from the people for the elections to take place.
They don't have obvious leaders simply because they said from the beginning that if we do have a leader, then this person could be bought, could be threatened, could be whatever. So they don't want to have a proper leadership. There's some certain organization. People are talking to each other, getting organizing themselves in non-official movements and so on and so forth. But the most important thing is that the demands are more or less clear. They have a clear idea of what they want, and they share so many characteristics.
The country has since ended up in a constitutional crisis, as Ben Salah's mandate ended that month, meaning no one is able to change how the North African nation is run until a new president has been chosen. In these upcoming elections, 23 candidates qualified for the presidential poll. However, only 5 candidates had the required backing, which was 50,000 votes from 50 different regions. All 5 candidates are former members of government, which are former Prime Ministers Abdelmadjid Tebboune and Ali Benflis, former Culture Minister Azzedine Mahoubi, former Tourism Minister Abdelkader Benguerin, and the head of the El Mostakbal Movement Party, Abdelaziz Belaid, who are the only ones who got enough backing. Some compromises have been seen by Gaid Salah surrounding the elections, promising transparency and an independent commission to supervise the elections, and the removal of a number of high-ranking officials, such as Bouteflika's brother, along with 2 ex-intelligence bosses, Mohamed Medine and Afman or Bashir Tatak. Despite a lack of desired political reform, the Algerian people have stayed peaceful during protests, with events such as their Independence Day going ahead without violence, which had brought thousands of people in protest to the capital, Algiers. Efforts have been made by Gaid Salah to try and quash protests, with car and buses being seized when entering the capital, the detainment of prominent protesters and opposition leaders, and racial discrimination by banning the Berber flag, which represents a minority in the Algerian community. Protesters are wanting to see a major change around the country's economy, with 95% of the country's exports being oil. There is also a major problem with unemployment, especially among the youth, as well as corruption within those in power, as Adrian Finnegan from Al Jazeera explains.
The International Monetary Fund says that Algeria's oil and gas revenues account for 95% of the country's export earnings and 60% of its budget. But oil prices have been falling, and the country's oil and gas production has also been in decline due to a lack of investment, meaning that there isn't the money to fill the treasury. Unemployment in Algeria is running at 11.1%, but youth unemployment stands at 26.4%. 2/3 of the country's 41 million population are under the age of 30.
It is also expected that by 2020, there will be more than 10 million more workers introduced into the Algerian economy looking for jobs. It is unclear when protests will end or who will step forward if the Bouteflika regime collapses, or even what it will take for political reform to take place. It seems that only time will tell.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.